Well, things are great, man. Just released our new CD, Absolutely, a few weeks back, and songs moving up, singles moving up the charts, and things have been going great.
You worked with Sean Mullins on at least part of that, didn't you?
Yeah, actually, Sean's an old friend of ours. Yeah, we all kind of come from this Southeastern fraternity of original musicians.
Yeah, your Southeast fraternity, that is a fraternity down there, isn't it? I mean, you know, you've got a lot of people based out of the Southeast. Which particular place do you call home?
A couple of guys live in Atlanta now, but Gainesville's always kind of been our home. And, you know, so many bands have come out of the Southeast over the last few years.
Wonder what makes that Southeast music so good?
I mean, my humble opinion, I won't say good, but I'll tell you why I really feel like we've all resonated with people. And part of that's because it's not about competition down here. It's about camaraderie. And none of us kind of, it's not a battle of the bands mentality. It's a, hey, man, let's create a scene and let's help each other out and let's help create a buzz. And
you probably know Brad Holtz from this radio station, Ken. And Brad wanted me to ask you about a certain voyage called the Rock Boat.
Yeah, man, you know, That's a great example of one of the things about Sister Hazel is we always put songwriting and our live shows first. And I think by putting on powerful, passionate live shows and writing music that we're proud of and everything, things fall into place right behind that. But certainly right behind that for us is nurturing the community of people that support the band, the Hazelnuts, as they're called.
Uh-huh.
And so many years ago, we started this thing kind of as a thank you to them called the Rock Boat, where we actually charter a Carnival cruise ship, take about 2,500 of our closest friends and fans, and have a big party out at sea. And it's grown now where we bring out about 20 bands with us, and this one sold out in 24 hours.
How can we be in on next year's then?
Well, you know what? It's funny because the one thing we did is we just partnered up our partners in it, our old management company, Six Band, who does the cruise. Actually, we just started one with Lynyrd Skynyrd, and we're doing sort of a Southern Rock cruise with them in January that actually still has some cabins on it. It's us and Lynyrd Skynyrd 38 Special, and it's going to be a lot of fun, too. So you can jump online at SisterHazel.com and find out about that one, too. But I will say the other thing that we're about to announce is our annual ski thing. We do a thing called the Rock Slope out in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and we're about to announce some dates in the middle of March where people can go out there and ski or snowboard or cocktail and hot tub, whatever it is they want to do, and have a big time playing some music, too.
Yeah, Holtz wanted me to ask about that Rock Boat because I think Holtz went on an Indigo Girls cruise once and got thrown overboard.
Atta boy!
So I guess what happens on the Rock Boat stays on the Rock Boat, huh?
Yeah, man, I got to tell you, it's pretty much unspeakably fun.
Unspeakably. That's the kind of fun we're looking for at Jake's tonight.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, we're doing sort of an acoustic show down there, and actually we just did a bunch of those out west with, we did some shows with Smash Mouth and Jim Blossoms and some different artists out there, some of our own shows, and we had a great time, man, getting to do a little storytelling and whoop it up a little bit, and I think it's going to be a great time.
All right, man. Thanks, Ken.
Man, absolutely my pleasure. And anybody looking to find out some more stuff about the band, obviously jump on SisterHazel.com or MySpace/SisterHazel and check out what's going down.
All right, then.